It's time for the Justice Department to recognize the sovereignty of the states. We already have a fair amount of marijuana use in the guise of medical marijuana, and there's abuses in that field. So we are capable of self-government. We don't need some federal gendarme to come and tell us what to do.
That's Governor Jerry Brown speaking on CNN last month about cannabis use in California. The issue made headlines locally last week when an Alameda County judge refused to allow an Oakland landlord to evict the Harborside Health Center, despite pressure from the federal government to do so. Here to update us on the latest is KALW's cannabis correspondent, Stephen Short. So, Stephen, explain what happened here. Why was Harborside going to be evicted?
Well, as you may recall, ever since July, the U.S. Attorney's Office has been going after cannabis dispensaries in a very clever way. Rather than going after them specifically, they've been going after the landlords who these places have been renting to. So they sent letters to the landlord saying that there's illegal activity going on in your property, and if you don't do something about getting it corrected, we're going to forfeat your property. Well,
wow.
These are big, you know, any building that you have, you don't want to lose it. So the landlords are jumping in saying, hey, wait a minute, I didn't know this was illegal, and they're trying to get them out. Well, Harborside bills itself as the largest dispensary in the country, and I'm sure it is. They have the resources to go after this.
To fight that eviction.
That's right.
But others have not been able to do that.
Well, they haven't gotten that far yet, actually. But Steve D'Angelo from Harborside is very upfront saying, eviction for what? We're not doing anything illegal. We have all of our permits from the city of Oakland. We're within the regulations for the state of California. The voters have approved this activity. What's the problem here? Well, that's fine from his side, but the federal law supersedes the state law in most cases. And they could still take that property. So this went to court, and there was an Alameda County Superior Court judge this past week who agreed with him, saying there's nothing wrong here. Now, the real clincher was that there was a clause in the rental contract that expressly authorizes Harborside to use the premises to operate a medical marijuana dispensary. So if they thought there were toilet papers rolls being stored in there, that case didn't hold up.
And so what did the judge actually rule in the Harborside case?
Well, I don't understand this legality, but he said this is a state court issue, and in the state of California, there aren't any laws being broken. Harborside is within the law. It is against the law federally, but that's for another matter. In fact, that's going to be coming up perhaps later this month. That's been postponed a time or two. But they're not out of the woods yet.
So what does this mean? Is Harborside going to be able to start operating again?
Well, they've never stopped operating, going under this same premise. You know, why are you coming after us? We're not doing anything wrong. But yes, they are, at least for now, they are not being evicted. But on December 20th, as of today, that's when this federal decision will be coming, and we'll see what happens with that.
And so what does this mean for other Bay Area dispensaries who might not have the resources that Harborside has?
Well, it's quite the victory for everybody in the field. In fact, the federal government has been very cagey about what they're doing. You know, first they went and sent all these letters out, and then they tried to close places because they were too close to schools, and then all of a sudden nothing happened. I don't know if they were concentrating on Washington State and Colorado, which had those ballot initiatives, but in California, at least, they just left them alone. But they kind of quietly started opening again. There's a dispensary here in San Francisco. The Shambhala Healing Center has reopened its doors. There's actually Oakland has issued a new permit for one over there. So nobody knows what's going on.
And you mentioned Colorado and Washington State, which just passed legal legislation for marijuana. So now this is a big national conversation. California might have been a sort of trendsetter in that way. What else is happening nationally?
Well, this seems to be taking on a slow but steady progress towards legalization. As we heard from Jerry Brown at the beginning, he thinks it's a states' rights issue. There are 17 states now, plus the District of Columbia, that have some sort of regulations. And the New York Times and the Washington Post, both within the past week or so, have had editorials saying the same thing. It's time to legalize. Internationally, the president of Mexico was just speaking to the president, and he said that those decisions in Washington State and Colorado are going to impact the national policy in Mexico as far as illegal drugs. He's going to have to reshift their focus. So I don't know. Nobody seems to know what's happening because the federal government is of course, considering this as an ongoing crime, that they're not going to let people necessarily know until they're settled.